dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich follows with the opening bell, and coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. So you guys know what this is. This is the first of our regular Friday morning features, and it is You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. They're all these stories are real, and we read them, talk about them, recap it, and then we vote on who is the biggest dummy. And Esmeralda is here this morning, so she is going to be our third vote. And normally when she's not here, we have a caller call, and the first caller comes through. They can vote, but this morning Esmeralda is here, so she will do the voting for the third vote. All right, let's begin. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy one. Custom agents inspecting cargo shipments found 66.3 pounds of meth hidden inside canned foods. U.S. Custom and Border Protection said officer and agricultural specialists were inspecting a shipment of canned foods from Mexico at Houston Intercontinental Airport on Tuesday. They discovered that a can of tomato puree had irregular weight distribution. The can was opened and a liquid substance that started crystallizing inside tested positive for methamphetamine. More meth was found inside of cans of tomato puree, hominy, and mole, officials said. The 66.3 pounds of meth had an estimated street value of $225,000. This particular seizure illustrates how well-trained, experienced, and committed our mission that our CBP agriculture specialists are, said the Houston Area Port Director, Raymond Polly. His attention to detail resulted in the prevention of over 66 pounds of methamphetamines from ending up in the hands of our community.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy two. Two men in Germany have been convicted of stealing more than 100 portable toilets. Dusseldorf District Court delivered its verdict Tuesday, giving a 40-year-old man a 10-month suspended sentence and a 28-year-old ex-colleague 6 months. Both men worked for a waste disposal company where the toilets were disappearing from. Done over a period of months, the estimated values of the port-potties were $79,700. The man admitted to having sold the toilets to a company in the Netherlands via a go-between.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
All right. Let's see. We have a reader this week. By the way, I forgot to say this. If you want to be a part of You Big Dummy, you can find a link to a funny, real, dumb news story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, I would like to read this on the air. You can get to read it on the air, and on top of that, you get a Lou Malnati's pizza. It's a win-win-win situation. So get your funny story links going and be a part of the show next week. Now, our reader this week is our good friend of the program, the host of Vinyl Emergency Podcast, and the Now Playing Network, our good friend Jim Hankey. Jim, by the way, will actually be joining us next week to talk about the special record store releases for Black Friday. but he saw this story and wanted to share. And for being our reader, Jim Wynn, a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Jim Hanke.
Reporting from Nashville, Tennessee, this is Jim Hanke for You Big Dummy. A man has been arrested for robbing a McDonald's. This was after being sent home from another McDonald's the very same day for being late for his first shift of employment. KSAT in Texas reports the 19-year-old showed up late for his first day of work at a McDonald's and was subsequently sent home. While he was waiting for his ride, he asked questions about security cameras and protocol related to robberies. After getting picked up by his twin brother, the two then headed to another nearby McDonald's. There, the still-uniformed, tardy employee walked in, saying he was sent from another branch to help out. When a manager requested he fill out some paperwork, he pulled out a weapon and robbed the restaurant safe of $1,500. When local McDonald's managers reviewed the security footage, one of them recognized the robber as the same worker who had been sent home earlier that day. It turns out the suspect's driver, again his twin brother, was a 5-year McDonald's employee as well. Police then tracked the duo's car, resulting in a crash, and authorities arrested the hamburglaring and now former McDonald's employees at the scene of the accident. And now, back to you, Nick.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great. The criminal masterminds.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. By the way, this is linked up on our Facebook page, which is one of the many, many reasons you should like our Facebook page. You can check this out at facebook.com/Nick D Show. The link is up right now. Facebook.com/Nick D Show if you want to check it out. Shocked visitors to a supermarket parking lot in Scotland captured video of a car that somehow had wedged between the safety barriers. Maddie Bestwick said he and his son were in the parking lot of the Aldi store when they saw the partially crumpled car wedged front to back between safety barriers in front of the store's doors. "I was shocked at how it could even be possible to get the car in that position," Bestwick said. "Everyone was just looking at each other in disbelief as they walked by one another," he said. "I think the man reversed the Toyota and the car somehow managed to bounce into that position." Bestwick said the driver of the Toyota was not injured.
"You bigger dummy than my dummy."
All right, we're going to break here. We got one more dummy. But here's my takeaway from that story. They have Aldi's in Scotland?
Yeah, they started in Germany.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I don't know the history of Aldi's.
Yeah, Aldi's and Trader Joe's are the same.
Yeah, I know that. I didn't know that they were...
They started in Germany.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a quick break here, and we got one more dummy story, a recap, and then we shall vote. But the news is next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. It's Friday morning. Yeah, man, yeah! Fly Jams Friday coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. And as you can tell, we're right in the middle of You Big Dummy. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6. And after 4:30, we're going to celebrate Vic Vaughn's birthday, which is tomorrow. Yes. And also, Esmeralda Leon is here. Yay.
Hi. Ooh.
Hi, Esmeralda. It's so much.
was that Dan?
I think that was Vic.
It was me.
Oh, it was you? Oh, okay. All right. Well,
Blame it on me.
All right.
I was listening.
You were listening. There you go. We're back, and Esmeralda's here. And so we're going to have some fun with Vic's birthday in a little while. So let's get back to dummies. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. By the way, both Dan, both Esmeralda and I went to our Facebook page and looked at that car. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. An Australian man who went viral after using a mobility scooter to tow his large boat said police told him to expect charges. Shane Swanscott. Wow, that is a hell of a name right there. Shane Swanscott. Became an unexpected viral star when bystanders posted photos to social media showing him using the small mobility scooter to tow the boat on a road in Belmont, New South Wales. Swanscott said he finished working on the boat about the same time that his driver's license was suspended, so he decided to use his mobility scooter to tow the boat to the harbor. He said he never made it to the harbor as he was stopped by the police. He said police told him to expect to be charged with an offense like linked to the incident, but they have not told him what that charge will be.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
All right. We have to vote. And let me give you a recap, and then we will cast our votes for who is the biggest dummy of the week. How about the guy who tried to smuggle meth in cans of tomato puree? We've got the guys who stole hundreds of portable toilets. The guy who robbed a McDonald's after being sent home for his being late on his first day at McDonald's with his twin brother, who also was a five-year veteran of working at McDonald's. You got the guy who got his car stuck between two safety barriers and the guy who towed a boat with a mobility scooter. All right, Dan, what the hell?
I appreciate the fact that the dummy in number one diversified, include mole. You know, he just didn't just keep it to one condiment area.
Yeah, exactly.
So I appreciate that. That is a heck of a name with number five.
Oh yeah, Shane Swanscott.
I mean, if I ever meet an Australian, besides Tim from Australia, we met the other day. That's the name I'd want to meet. With number four, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of like if I knew that guy, I'd be like, I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be impressed. That's just you couldn't try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, a twin brother. The first day, like, they wouldn't have your name on file. And one of our texters said another story reported that he still had his name tag on. So I'm going to go number three.
All right. Let's see. Number three. All right, Esmeralda, what the hell?
So I don't understand what the problem is with the mobility scooter and the boat. That seems okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily dumb.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah, man, his license was suspended.
How else are you going to get your boat out there?
Yeah.
I have to go with the McDonald's one, though.
You have to go with McDonald's? Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, Jim Hankey, our good friend Jim Hankey, who will be joining us here on the show to talk about Black Friday, did a great job reading it as well.
Very good, yeah.
Very good job. It's unanimous. It's the McDonald's twins. The McDonald's twins. So they get it.
So was the other twin still working at McDonald's?
Yeah, he was 5 years. He'd been working at McDonald's for 5 years.
See, I would have just sent that guy in.
Well, the other thing is,
why you got to send in the one that doesn't even know anything?
First of all, the guy who's worked at McDonald's for 5 years, wouldn't he know about security? Why would you have to go in? Why don't you just ask your brother?
See, that's why I think it was a situation where it was the first guy idea, the guy who was late's idea, because he was like, oh, I'm mad. And then he's just like, oh, I should rob this place. And so that's why he started asking questions.
Oh,
and then
when
he got in the car, he's like, hey, dude, I've got an idea.
So it wasn't premeditated.
Right.
When he got sent home, he was like, that's it, I'm robbing this place.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I do like that they're like,
and
oh,
the brother's
he asked
like,
him.
Oh, you should just go to another location. They won't, you know.
I just thought it was funny that the second they asked him to sign some paperwork, he's like, nah!
Gun!
The gun.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a ridiculous story. It's totally ridiculous. It's two dummies for one. Two for one, because you get twin dummies.
Yeah.
All right. There's the winner. All right. All right. We've had some really good straight out of context.
Oh, boy.
Last week, especially the ladies. They're
dominating
Mary Vandeveld and Mary Sandberg Boyle, mm-hmm. Had one of my favorites ever last week. Mm-hmm. And it was something to the effect, Dan. It was like I've never
had a fake one.
I've never had a fake one. And then the other Mary goes, me neither.
Wow.
And I was like, well, good for you, girls.
Yeah.
Good for you. And then there wasn't another woman
high
sort of
standards.
Satisfied. Like, wasn't there another?
Yeah, there was. I forget what it was.
Was it Violetta?
Yes.
Yeah, and there were some satisfied women last week.
Oh.
Yeah. Never had a fake one. All right. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stopping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. Lorraine, what's up? Tell him where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Yeah, that's right. Time for Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Keep your ears peeled when somebody says something that you can pull out of context. Jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we'll collect them all and play them back and laugh like 3-year-olds. You want to get a couple in here before we end a break?
Yeah, let's knock out a couple. Brian heard this exchange between Elif and John Williams.
Did you take it out?
I did.
That's good. That's good. That's good. All right.
Kelly from Elgin emailed another one of John.
You got to do it right.
After you take it out. Right?
I mean, what other way is there?
That's exactly.
Same conversation.
No, it was the same. Yeah. That was the same conversation.
Same conversation, just a little bit later. Didn't put that together.
It's like a how-to.
Yeah. One more before you break. So Brian sent in this one of Mary Vandeveld.
I like the sausage better.
Wow.
See what happens, Esmeralda.
All the things we know about Mary.
Yeah,
now.
You leave, and Mary goes nuts. Starts talking about sausages. I don't know.
Oh boy!
All right, we are going to break here. We got some weather, and then we come back. We got more Straight Out of Context than Nick. Nick,
mm-hmm.
It's easy for you
it's
to say.
It's a new thing.
Nick D Show Spies. And then Vic's birthday is also coming up, and some fly jams. So stick around for all of that. So here is your weather. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. We're back with the dirty stuff. Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Hi. We're back, and we are going through all of the straight out of contexts with people getting saying dirty stuff that you can pull out of context here, and there you go. So let's get back to it. Are we ready, Dan?
We are.
All right.
Ken from Hillside heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
Dude,
what position are you best at?
Oh, no. Come on now.
It's very straightforward.
Come on now. All right. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Jeremy texted another one of Wendy.
And honestly, as you're doing it, you're like, this isn't doing anything.
Okay.
Caller brings us this one of you.
Especially for someone who's phallically challenged. See, okay, let me explain
I
this.
I don't even sound like you.
That was me, but let me explain what happened. And Dan, you and I both didn't catch this.
Right.
That I said this. I was interviewing the guy from Movember, okay, of which I am doing my Movember mustache. Please donate if you can. It's for a good cause. It's for men's health. My Movember page is up. You can go to Movember.com, type my name in. It'll take you right to the page, and please donate whatever you can. Anyway, I was talking to one of the guys from Movember, and he said that, you know, he asked me what kind of mustache I was going to grow. Do I grow a good mustache? And I said, yes, I grow a pretty solid mustache. And I said, I'm doing the Fu Manchu. And he said that he barely can grow a mustache. He's one of these guys that has a hard time, you know, growing a mustache. So I said that. Dan, can you play it one more time? So... Especially for someone who's phallically challenged. It does sound a little low. Doesn't it sound? It sounds like a... Anyway, I wanted to say follically.
Right.
And I said phallically.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get, I don't think the...
A little Freudian slip.
I don't think my guest caught it, but I later on I did, and I went, uh-oh. I said phallically challenged instead of follically challenged. I wanted to explain that. Mm. So, all right.
And next up, Erico heard this one of Steve Dale.
Thank you very much for getting up so early.
Well, sometimes you have to. All right.
Brian emailed this one of Justin Kaufman.
I wanted to sneak it in on Saturday afternoon.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Saturday afternoon's the best time. All right.
Kelly from Elgin sent in this one of Dean Richards.
She's apparently never seen me really go at it with somebody.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We all have, Dean. All right.
Wild Bill heard this one of you.
He should have done it in the car. What was it?
Least phallically challenged.
That was, we were talking about Alanis Morissette doing the newer version of Ironic.
Mm. Oh, Jimmy Fallon?
It was on James Corden's show.
Oh, okay.
And I was saying that they should have done it. He's known for singing in a car, James Corden. Why wouldn't they do it in a car? Because that's right. Where the video took place.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was pointed out to me that it was ironic that James Corden didn't do it with her in the car.
Mm.
Well, that's going to show up on next week's show. Anyway, but that's what we were talking about. All right.
And finally.
Uh-oh.
Wild Bill emailed another one of you.
Come on now. I walk around with meat in my pocket. And haven't you ever heard of pocket meat? All right. Hold on. We gotta explain.
What?
We were talking about weird sandwiches.
Okay.
Okay. And I was talking about historic sandwiches that should make a comeback.
Uh-huh.
All right. We had this article about them. We were talking about that. And then it was a listener. It was a listener named Dan, right?
Yes.
A listener texted in just the two words, pocket meat. Because people were texting in, weird sandwiches, mayonnaise and peanut butter. I like that. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And just simply the area code from where the text came from and the words pocket meat. So I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea what the hell that meant. What does that mean? What does pocket meat even mean? So the texter called in and he explained that he's like, yeah, I just like to keep meat in my pockets. And you can keep it warm and you can just go in and eat whatever you want.
Goodness.
And I was like, well, you at least put it in a Ziploc bag or a plastic bag or something. He's like, oh, yeah, but I keep it in my pocket and keep it warm. It's called pocket meat. So that was a new phrase that we were... And he became... Pocket meat became another member of the Morning Zoo. Yeah, man, pocket meat! So. But I still don't... I don't really... And then what was this? We had it... Now people are referencing it.
I did see on Facebook someone posted it.
Pocket meat.
Yes.
Yeah. And someone said, what was it we were talking about? Slim Jim? Celebrity endorsements.
Yeah, snap into a Slim Jim.
It was Randy Macho Man Savage.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, we were talking about who were some of your favorite, celebrity endorsers of things. And somebody just texted in Randy Macho Man Savage, pocket meat. Because you can keep Slim Jims in your pocket because it's pocket meat.
Yeah, but I think deli meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like cheating or something.
Yeah.
The Slim Jim.
Yeah, because it's not, you're thinking like meat.
Yeah, I want straight up deli meat.
Yeah.
In a designated pocket bag.
A pocket bag?
Well, yeah, it would be in the shape of a pocket.
Oh!
Just because it seems gross to put it in a Ziploc. I don't know why. It would have to be...
Wait. So you prefer...
It would look weird, like you just pull the Ziploc bag of deli meat.
Of meat.
It would be neat if it was like this... It was like the size of your pocket, and it swiftly...
And it,
whoop,
and it,
here you
and
go.
It, and it kept your meat.
Yes, and it maybe had a flap.
A flap for your pocket meat.
Yes.
So,
something classier than a Ziploc. That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, well, you want to class up the pocket meat.
Yeah.
Classy pocket meat.
Yeah. You get some boar's head. Very nice.
Very good. A little sirloin in your pocket meat.
Come on, a little roast beef.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think pocket
Salami.
Meat's a good idea. All right. All right, Dan, should we wait here? Or?
How should we do this? I'm torn.
We can wait, right?
Well, we'd have to wait until after birthday boy Vic Vaughn's birthday as well.
Yeah, and after the, don't we have a, we have a, an express, too. Yes. Maybe we should just do it now.
Yeah.
And then we can be a couple of minutes late to news or a minute late.
Yeah, we'll do it then.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies. Spies. Like us. All right. So there it is. This is when you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. We want to know about it. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.
Our spies this week were Peter in Decatur, Brian, Kelly from Elgin, and Ken from Hillside.
Okay.
Dave Plyer had the daylight savings shift and was talking about what the spring forward does to your body and sleep patterns and mentioned you.
And this is the one thing that, as an overnight radio host, like Nick,
right.
Nick's body clock is
totally
changed since you took it, because he does it every weeknight. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is his job overnight. My job during the week is during the day. So at nighttime, for me, my circadian rhythm gets the crap kicked out of it.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm now anxious.
Well, you do it one night a week.
Yeah, doing it one night a week.
It seemed like a twofer there.
I was going to say half of that could have been on out of context.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one, Steve Cochran and crew were talking to Dean Richards about Bohemian Rhapsody and mentioned you.
Before I let you go, though, will you do me a favor and take Justin to see it, because no one in his family will go with him?
I tried like three or four times, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I wanted a date night on Friday night. I wanted to sneak it in on Saturday afternoon. Was thinking maybe a post-game, post-Bears game showing. Couldn't get it done. I know.
Yeah, so if you would, I know you've seen it. You
notice Dean is not agreeing to take
it. Yeah, no, he really hasn't.
So I think Justin's going to have to
Dean
take
Dean and
himself.
I have watched films together.
We have gone to the same screenings together.
But we're Dean know you were going to be there? He may have not gone.
No, we keep one seat between us.
Several times I've just like, ooh, Justin's here. I think I'll go sit over there.
Well, you know the power you have on your Sunday show. Maybe make Dave Schwann take him.
Just don't have Nick take him, because Nick hated it.
Did he really?
He hated it.
Nick did not like
the movie. Oh, my gosh.
You know, sometimes Nick stays up too late. All right, buddy, I'll catch you.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Justin, I'll be happy to take you. We can share a bucket of popcorn.
I love it. Thank you.
All right, now it got awkward.
Yes, I did hate that movie. I'm not going to go into it, but I hated it. Okay, is that it? Or one more?
That is it.
Okay, that's it.
By the way, again, another... Yeah. Straight out of context
In the spy clip.
Oh, yeah.
And would have made sense with the other one about the afternoon.
It's true.
Come on,
it's all connected. All right, let's break here. We're going to get to the news in a minute.